Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. I think we're going to have an interesting conversation over the next few minutes. We are pleased to have with us Julie Stevens, who is an ER nurse at Unity Point Health Marshalltown. And she has a very, I think, interesting story to tell about COVID and her experiences with it. And actually, it's probably more on the personal level than on the professional level. Julie, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we thank you for sharing your story. And, you know, we're talking about COVID here and, you know, being an ER nurse and being, you know, if you'll excuse the phrase, it's a bad pun, exposed to everything associated with
right.
the pandemic in the last year and a half. I understand you were one of those individuals who decided to kind of hold off on getting the COVID vaccine. Is that correct?
That is correct. I decided to hold off because I, you know, as we knew before anybody got the vaccine, was you're going to feel kind of crummy. You may miss a couple days because of fevers or body aches. And I thought, well, I don't want to miss any days of work or anything because of fevers and body aches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hindsight 2020, I would have taken a couple days of the fever and body aches over 3 weeks.
So you did come down with COVID.
I did.
So when was that? And you mentioned about 3 weeks. And you know, I had COVID basically between Christmas and New Year's last year. I was fortunate. I had a mild case of it, but you weren't as fortunate.
No, I wasn't. And I did figure when I didn't get the vaccine that I'm 39, I'm young, I'm healthy, I have no underlying conditions. It might take me down for a couple days, but never would I have thought that I would get as sick as I did.
So it was the decision initially not to take the vaccine was more for efficiency, I guess, for lack of a better term, because
right. It was.
Go ahead.
It was not political for me
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? When did you first notice that you were having COVID? And tell your story as the Rona progressed through you.
Okay. Yeah, so I woke up and it would have been like maybe August. It's kind of all a blur. It was like August 15th maybe. No, 12th. About August 12th. Woke up, had it just not feeling great. Took my temp. It was like 102. I figured I was coming down maybe with just the normal viral illness because working in the ER, you're exposed to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I did try to fight it at home, went into the ER, and I had a pneumonia, and I tested negative for COVID at that time. So they treated me for the pneumonia with antibiotics at home. I continued to get worse. My fevers were running 104. I was in severe pain. So I went back to the ER, and they retested me for COVID, and I tested positive, and that would have been a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I was hospitalized in Marshalltown, requiring just a little oxygen by nasal cannula, maybe a couple liters. I was in Marshalltown for 5 days, and over those 5 days, I just continued to decline. I was needing more and more oxygen to the point that they put me on ERVO, which is high-flow oxygen. And really the next step from there is intubation. And Marshalltown doesn't have an ICU, so they decided at that point I needed a higher level of care. So they sent me to Mary Greeley in Ames, where thankfully they did have an ICU bed because we're very short on beds in the state of Iowa, especially
mm-hmm.
ICU beds. So I spent the next 10 to 12 days there at Mary Greeley, and I seemed to be doing better. They were able to wean my oxygen down, and send me up to the medical surgical floor. And then the first day, morning I was there, I suddenly took a turn for the worse, and I couldn't breathe. Of course, I was in isolation, and, you know, it takes what seems like forever because nurses have to put on all of their PPE before coming into your room
right.
to protect themselves. I was then taken back to the ICU, and they had me on the highest nasal cannula airvo they could, as well as a non-rebreather mask, and I was still only having oxygen in the 70s. So as soon as I got to the ICU, number one, it's scary when you have nurses running with your bed, you know, across the hospital to get you to the ICU. You know, something's just bad's happening. When I got to the ICU, there were several doctors there and anesthesia, and they just let me know they were going to intubate me, which is scary. You know, as a nurse, you know everything that is going on, and they're talking in medical terminology, which I understood, and it just didn't sound good. It sounded very grim. So they ended up intubating me. I didn't know at that time, number one, will I wake up? Number two, am I going to wake up in weeks? They had talked about sending me to Des Moines for ECMO, which is a total bypass of your lungs. It takes your blood out, oxygenates it, puts it back in. So I wasn't sure, am I going to wake up weeks later having ECMO? Am I going to wake up, you know, weeks later here? Am I going to wake up in a couple days, or am I going to wake up at all? I ended up only having to be intubated for 3 days, and I did well. I recovered very well. I'm at home now. I do use some home oxygen still, just with movement or at night. It's just going to be a long journey back to baseline for me.
Do you have any idea why the COVID hit you so hard?
I don't. You know, the doctors that were involved there at Mary Greeley did talk a lot about I'm young, healthy, you don't have any underlying conditions. And sometimes that can be even worse because your body kind of tends to overreact to this virus.
So as an ER nurse who had been working for, you know, months and months under the specter of COVID, is there anything that you have learned about COVID that you wish more people would take into consideration when it comes to their own health and their own decisions?
Well, you know, my big thing out of this whole thing is get your vaccination, because while I was hospitalized, my husband tested positive for COVID and he was vaccinated. Obviously, I'd been at home for several days. I'm sure I gave it to him. He's vaccinated. He spent a couple days, you know, with fevers and some mild body aches, but that was all for symptoms when it came to him. He's asthmatic. He should have, by all means, been the one that gets sicker than I did. But you know what? My big thing is number one, get vaccinated. Number two, for nurses is, you know, it's our natural instinct to want to run into a patient's room, without all of our correct PPE on. And we need to take the time and make sure we protect ourselves as well before going into patient rooms.
So when you, and again, you know, having just met you via the phone here and talking to you, not knowing if you're a social media person, I don't know if you do Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. If I were to say, you know, Julie, what do you think of all the information that is out there and what everybody is saying? Would you just want to shake your head and go, I don't get it, or how would you react to that?
Facebook is really my only social media that I use.
Okay.
And yes, there's so much controversy on this vaccine, but I feel like people are just not educating themselves correctly. They're getting a lot of information from social media that is incorrect information. They need to, or people really need to look into the science of the vaccine and see that, you know, especially if you've vaccinated yourself or your children, you trusted those vaccines, but this one has probably had the most research and the most scientists working on it and really should be the most trustworthy one so far. But people are just so skeptical to get it.
What will this experience, how do you think this will help you once you return to work as a nurse? And how do you think it will benefit you as you continue your career as a nurse? If you're planning to continue your career as a nurse, I guess I should say that.
I am. Yeah, I absolutely am, and I cannot wait to get back to work. I guess just knowing, being on the other side of it as a patient, how scary it is. How scary it is to really not know what's going on, feeling like you're suffocating, you can't get your air, you know, just being able to say, I've been there, you know, I can, let me help you, you know. Before, we can always say, you know, just relax, you know, those kind of things. But I can say, I've been there, I know what you're feeling, you know, those kind of things.
Before you contracted COVID, had you had any discussion with folks about that were, for lack of a better term, I'll use this in a general term, anti-vaxxers and folks who said, well, you know, I think it's going to do this to me and it's that to me, and I'm better off without it. Had you had any of those conversations?
You know, I really didn't. I didn't, because I didn't have a feeling on it. I didn't do my research, which is on me. I didn't really get into the politics of it because I just wanted to go to work and do my job, you know. Mm-hmm. As soon as Unity Point came out and said this is mandatory, I had every intention of getting the COVID vaccine. I didn't really get involved that way. I was actually going to get my vaccine, you know, as soon as it came available. A lot of times they open at the hospital, they'll open a vial and then they'll just vaccinate as many people as they can with that vial. Mm-hmm. So I was planning on getting it, but I just hadn't gotten it yet.
So what is the reaction that you have gotten? We've got about a minute or so left here. What is the reaction you've got from people who have heard your story?
I've gotten mixed reactions, mostly positive. Definitely everybody that I work with or that I'm friends with or have all been very supportive and very helpful. There are some people that are not so kind, mostly on social media and such, you know, talking about, you know, how I'm a healthcare worker and didn't get the vaccine and, you know, how stupid that was, which I'll agree with them. You know, that was very negligent on my part because I did use a lot of resources. I took an ICU bed. I took nursing care. I took all of those things that could have been used for other people with other conditions.
Well, we're certainly happy that you are well on the road back, and you know, and what's your timeline for being able to get back to work and get off of the oxygen and start trying to get back to normal again?
Yes. I am hoping the very 1st of October I can start back to work. I'll start back, you know, we do 12-hour shifts. So I'll probably start back at 6-hour shifts, just see how I do, and then move up from there until I get back to my regular 3 12-hour shifts a week.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. We thank you so much for sharing your experience. Not a lot of folks, especially those in healthcare that, you know, were kind of hesitant for whatever reason about getting the vaccine and then getting it and sharing with it. So, you know, thank you for stepping up and doing that and sharing your experience with others.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And best of success to you. And we hope you have a nice return to work.
I am excited. So I do too. Thank you so much.
Julie Stevens, an ER nurse at Unity Point Health Marshalltown, our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.